This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari urges government and concerned bodies to increase investment for children's welfare. Opposition party Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewa urges ruling party to be serious towards ending the deadlock in the parliament. And at least 18 civilians are reported to have died in airstrikes in the Syrian rebel-held city of Idlib. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has called on the government and bodies concerned to scale up investment in children who are the responsible citizens of the country in the future. On the occasion of the President with Children program held at the presidential residence Sital Niwas yesterday, the head of the state urged all to increase investment in children's education, health and other aspects of life. The president expressed hope that the parliament and the government would play a special attention, would give the special attention for the deprived and marginalized children. The children from Nepal Children Organization gave their musical performance on the occasion. Similarly, a group of girl students from the Padma Kanya Multiple Campus gave a special dance performance. Children were offered special Magi delicacies by the President's office, Sital Niwas, yesterday. The 5th National Yoga Day was marked with a theme of National Unity, Yoga's Relevance, organizing various programs across the country. Speaking at a special program organized by the National Yoga Program Main Committee on the occasion of National Yoga Day, Minister Gewali said yoga helped people embrace the real lifestyle. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gewali also spoke of the need for adopting yoga as an integral part of life, pointing out that mental stress had increased in the present society along with modernization. The minister expressed that yoga, meditation and vipassana practice were appropriate means for reducing stress. Minister Gewali also described yoga as the panacea for a healthy, peaceful and amiable life. Underlining the need of including yoga in school curriculum, he said, "Our ancestors practiced yoga and cured many diseases through naturopathy when modern medicine was not invented." Similarly, Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dakal said the government was on a campaign of preventing disease, prioritizing yoga, meditation and Ayurveda. Likewise, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel said naturopathy and yoga education would be included in the school level from the next academic session. He added that the government would register a bill on the institution of Yogamaya Ayurveda University in the parliament during the current winter session. State 5 Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel has said there was a need for collaboration and cooperation for enhancing relations between Lumbini and the heritage sites of China. The Chief Minister expressed this during a meeting with Ambassador of China to Nepal, Hu Yangqi, at the Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers of State No. 5 in Butwal yesterday. He said Nepal and China were linked by the Buddhist culture and Lumbini was an important means for fostering relations between the two countries. Chief Minister Pokhrel expressed the belief that the Chinese experience would be useful in upgrading and improving the service of Lumbini Provincial Hospital of Butwal and Rapti Provincial Hospital at Tulsipur. On the occasion, Chief Minister Pokhrel, through Ambassador Hu, extended an invitation to the Sichuan Province Governor to visit State No. 5 as Sichuan Province and State No. 5 had sisterly relations. He also invited the Chinese Ambassador to Lumbini on the occasion of the conclusion of Lumbini visit here and the Buddha Jayanti ceremony. During the meeting, the Chinese ambassador said that China would always support Nepal in its development endeavors. She also expressed that the bilateral relations between the two countries had reached to a newer height following the visit of the Chinese President Xi Jinping to Nepal and the visit of President Bidya Devi Bhandari to China some months back. Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewa has said Speaker of House of Representatives should be elected at the earliest. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, the opposition party leader Dewa urged the ruling party not to make the parliament captive of indecision. He also claimed that Nepali Congress would run the parliament in a systematic and disciplined manner if the party got the post of the speaker. He blamed the ruling Communist Party for delay in the selection process of the speaker. He also shared the information that the Nepali Congress would call its parliamentary party meeting soon to remove stalemate of the parliament and a concrete decision would be taken from the meeting. Responding to a query, the opposition party president Dewa stressed that the government had to pass the MCC agreement made with the US government as Nepali Congress had been supporting it. On a different note, he said the party organization should be made stronger by resolving minor problems seen in the party. He also ruled out the possibility of rescheduling the party's general convention. Communist Party chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has declared that jailed a member of parliament, Resham Chowdhury, will be released from the prison soon. Addressing a special function organized at Turikhel of Kathmandu yesterday to mark the Magi by the Tharu community, Chairman Prachanda said efforts were being made to release the people arrested during Maoist insurgency and following movements and the result would come soon. Meanwhile, Chairman Prachanda also said that the then government was more responsible for the loss of lives and properties during the Maoist insurgency rather than the insurgents, saying that the government killed 12,000 people and the insurgents killed only 5,000 people during the insurgency. Chairman Prachanda said it was unfair to blame him for everything that happened during the insurgency. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Nepal has been selected for the Food and Agriculture Organization Regional Water Scarcity Program in the Asia-Pacific region. The program primarily aims to support Nepal to bring agricultural water use to within the limits of sustainability, domestic and industrial water use to be disciplined by efficiency concerns. It also aims to prepare the sector for a productive future with less water by assessing national water management capacities and policy effectiveness. During a discussion about the identification of a policy relating to water scarcity for Nepal held in Kathmandu yesterday, participants expressed their concerns that despite being a rich zone in view of availability of water resources, the country was struggling with widespread water scarcity. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 18 civilians are reported to have died in airstrikes that hit a market and an industrial zone in the Syrian rebel-held city of Idlib. A monitoring group said Russian and Syrian government planes carried out the attacks. The airstrikes happened despite a ceasefire brokered earlier this month by Russia and Turkey. Idlib is the capital of the northwest province of the same name and is the last stronghold of rebel groups. Neither the Syrian government nor its Russian allies have so far commented on the latest airstrikes. The US and China have signed an agreement aimed at easing a trade war that has rattled markets and weighed on the global economy. Speaking in Washington, US President Donald Trump said the pact would be transformative for the US economy. Chinese leaders said it was a win-win deal that would help foster better relations between the two countries. China has pledged to boost U.S. imports by $200 billion above 170 levels and strengthen the intellectual property rules. In exchange, the U.S. has agreed to halve some of the new tariffs it has imposed on the Chinese products. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be cloudy in the central and western regions along with the eastern hilly region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the central and western regions. Chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the central western high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 21.3 degrees Celsius and minimum of 5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. President Bidyadevi Bhandari urges government and concerned bodies to increase investment for children's welfare. Opposition party Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewa urges ruling party to be serious towards ending the deadlock in the parliament. And at least 18 civilians are reported to have died in airstrikes in the Syrian rebel-held city of Idlib. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.